This lesson is so important for me. So important for me. First of all, I want to welcome, hello, lesson one of Basic Witch Level 5. I'm so happy to have you back, and I'm so proud to know that you're still on this journey and that you're still growing, you're still learning, and you're still open. I'm still on the journey, growing, learning, being open, being receptive to the messages that Spirit has for us, and downloading new information all the time. I'm always learning, I'm always taking courses, I'm always reading books, I'm always in this spiritual awareness place, and I think it's just amazing that you're continuing down that same path of spiritual awareness and really being open to magic, being open to spirit, and being open to being divinely guided. So welcome and hello. Now, let's get into it. The sacredness of your magic. Huh. Such a big thing. Sacred. Sacred is a huge word for me this year. Sacred. We have lost that. We have lost the sacredness of magic. We have lost the sacredness of information, of ritual, of guidance. We have lost the sacredness of being divinely guided by spirit and allowing ourselves to trust the information that is being given to us at any given time. What am I talking about? I'm talking about back in the day, way before the times of kings and queens and rulers and religion, way before that, communities had healers. That was their job. The healer was the wise old sage, the woman, the healer, the medicine man, the medicine woman, the seer, you name it. They had all different kinds of names throughout different places that they lived in demographic areas. And those were the healers in the village, in the community. You went to them to find out how to give birth to a baby naturally. You went to them to find out how you could get your voice back when you were sick. You went to them to find out how you could remove this pain of grief since losing your husband or your child. You went to them to find out why you had this rash on your arm. You went to them to find out why you were sad all the time and how you could change that. The healer had the answers. And they were given them by spirit, God, higher, holy power, guides, angels, whatever you want to call it. They were downloads that were given to prophets, mediums, witches, sages. Again, not getting hung up on labels. They were given this sacred information. And the people in the villages, they didn't question that. They were like, okay, great, thank you. Put this leaf on this rash. It will take the rash away. Thank you so much. And if it didn't, they went back for another treatment and tried something else. But they didn't think of it like pulling into a drive-thru and just like picking up some French fries. They didn't think of it like, oh, I'm just like having a coffee today like I do every day. They didn't think of it like you're driving down the road and, you know, passing the canola field for the 15th time. They were driving down the road and they were looking at the canola field going, oh my God, it's majestic and beautiful and sacred. Rituals were sacred. Rituals with women, rituals with the moon, rituals with love, rituals with kindness, with guidance, with so much importance of just spiritual love. I think that's the biggest thing. And we have moved away from that. It's just become this like, oh yeah, bought a reading, got guidance, medium told me this, no big deal. Oh yeah, I did some magic, I did a spell. You know, I asked that witch to do a spell for me and she told me this, but yeah, it's no big deal. It's a big deal. Energy is a big deal. Magic is a big deal. And keeping your rituals sacred is a form of honoring the witches and the healers that were here before you. You have to honor your ancestors. You need to honor those sages, those medicine women and medicine men. You need to honor those people who taught us that cinnamon is important and bee pollen can heal us, and red clover played such a huge part in our lives. You have to honor them. They did the research. They did the work. They laid the foundation for us. And by us treating our rituals like it's just, you know, no big deal. My daughter recently showed me a woman that was giving readings on TikTok, and she was literally sitting in the bathroom, going to the bathroom while giving a reading. And apparently it caused this huge uproar on TikTok and people were really upset by it. And of course my daughter was upset because she was like, Mom, this is so cheesy. This is so commercialized. This is so tacky. And I agree with her. It was tacky. It was cheesy. It was commercialized. And that's what happens when you put an emphasis on financial gain over helping other people. Now, don't get me wrong. I need you to understand something. There is an energetic exchange that must take place between people. When I'm giving a reading for someone and I'm using my energy and my gifts to give someone a message or to give someone a reading, I am putting an energetic vibration out there that I could be doing something with my children. I could be doing something for myself. I could be spending time with my husband. There must be a healthy energetic exchange and flow of the universe. You can't just give everything away and no, I want nothing in return. Don't give me anything. That's not healthy. There has to be an ebb and flow. But I've been paid for readings before with pies. I've been given puppies for readings. And Annie is my husband's beloved best friend. What would I do without her? That was in exchange for a reading for a woman who was in deep grief, losing her husband via cancer, watching him be sick and go through these motions. Like, it just is surreal to me how this has become such a money market. I'm watching TikTok recently, and I'm not picking on the TikTok world, but I'm seeing these people and they're like, follow, 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 like. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this world that we're living in? Where is the sacredness of this? Where has it gone? And it needs to come back. Less is more. Honoring yourself, honoring your rituals. You'll notice, I used to, I don't anymore. I used to share pictures and videos of my altar. You'll never see it because that's sacred to me. That altar is working magic. I'm protecting that altar. I don't want someone to look at it and go, oh, I don't know why she used that crystal. And you know what? I want to believe that there's not people out there like that, but there is. There for sure is. When I post a video or something, I know the people that are saving it, lots of that is all BS that's going on behind the scenes so they can talk about me and shoot daggers. I am so well protected now. I got that covered. But what I'm saying is magic should be protected. Rituals should be sacred. Honoring your ancestors for what they know, what they've learned, what they've given us. They would never, ever, ever in a million years want us to look at this as some sort of commercial, you know, I don't know, even know how to say it. I don't want to pick on brands. Like, I love Walmart. I'm not picking on you, but like, there's not maybe like a sacred ritual about going to Walmart. There's a sacred ritual about talking to a medium. There's a sacred ritual about talking to a witch. There's a sacred ritual with doing your sacred space. Smudge, cleanse, get dressed for it, fall in love with it, connect with the magic, and stop sharing it with everyone and thinking that it's just like this willy-nilly kind of thing. It's not. Take time with your readings. Call in spirit. Stop rushing. Settle. Sit into the moment of the magic. You can obviously see I feel very passionate about this right now. But finding and connecting with the sacred magic is a way to connect with our ancestors and bring everything full circle. I hope that makes sense. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. We're kicking it off with a bang. Lesson 5. Welcome back.